Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney, brains. You've come back to the spot over and over and over again. This is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Today, brains, we're going to be coloring in the white spaces, expressing yourself one stroke at a time, painting on the edge with Donna Dyson. Life is a canvas, brains, and you are an artist, and I expect for you to paint a pretty picture. Here on the edge, that's what we do. We like to engage our brains and then transfer that energy into a sense of community, add in a splash of color, and layer it with textures. And who better to do that with and experience that with than our guest, an art gallery owner, Donna Dyson of Dysona City Art Gallery. Donna Dyson first started as a hairstylist. Imagine that. Which was heavily influenced by her father, Art Dyson, founder and creator of Soul Scissors Chain in the 70s and 80s. A lot of you in Los Angeles will remember that. She opened her own salon in 1986, and her salon was like an art studio. She called it Dysona Hair Studio, and all the stations were like art easels. She had paintings on them and paintings on the wall. That's where the art business began. She would have fashion shows and hair shows displaying her art and even competing for prizes and winning. She is a published Dysona Magazine 11 years ago, a high fashion national magazine. And then she transitioned and opened Dysona City Art Gallery 5 years ago on the first floor and moved her hair studio up to the loft. She's doing the most. She conducts painting classes, art exhibits, concerts. She has a yearly jazz festival, and Donna has had 2 solo art exhibits herself. She published a book on her father, Art Dyson, and his legacy. Brains, without further ado, please help me welcome my guest to the show, Donna Dyson. Hello, Donna, and welcome to The Edge.
Well, hello. Thank you. I'm honored to be a part of your show.
Absolutely. I wanted to introduce my brains to the biggest and the brightest. We want to get started, and we want to share your story because it's very fascinating how you went from hair to art, and that was all influenced by your father. Can you share a little bit about your personal story with our listeners, our brains?
Well, I think you said quite a bit. I was excited to hear that. I loved art, and my father was a creative person, which he passed away in 2004. I was heavily influenced by him, watching his shows and his events. And he was a sketcher, and that's basically what I used to do, was sketch a lot, but always influenced by that. And my mom was involved as well, but she wasn't the creative side. She just made whatever I wanted or he wanted to do, she made it happen. She was one of the go-getters. Her name was Florence, so didn't want to leave her out because she was really behind me in all of my projects. And, from high school, I started learning all about this from my dad. And then after I graduated, I went on into beauty school. And after I graduated from high school, I went into fashion because I wanted to be a visual merchandiser and illustrator and designer.
Wow.
I did do a little bit of sketching and did that, and I finished FITM, which was downtown Los Angeles. But then he persuaded me to become a hairstylist because he says, you'll make a lot more money than what you're making right now, and this is what my kids make. He says, so I think you might want to come over here and let me show you what I do. He made me do it pretty much. He knew how to motivate and talk to me. So basically I quit all of that and went on and started doing hair, which I absolutely love. I said I never wanted to do it because the ladies work so hard, but they make great, great money. So,
they do. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's so much now, especially with natural hair. you know, people are a lot of converting to that, but it's not cheap to get your dreadlocks re-dreaded or to get your afro, you know, washed and trimmed and styled and sister locks and all that. So, yeah, and with weaves, and it's just so much going on in the hair industry. So at your studio, you actually are still doing hair upstairs and then the art gallery is downstairs?
Yes, I've been doing hair. I had my own business for 30 years. And the salon.
Oh, come on.
Here,
you're not much older than that, girlfriend.
30 years.
You ain't much older than that.
Yes, I am. I am. I have a lot of dirt behind me. Yes, but in this one particular spot, I've been here 20 years. And I actually had hip replacement, to be honest. I'll tell you that. And the concrete floor is kind of bothering me. So I said, you know, let me go upstairs and let me put my gallery downstairs, because what I would do was move everything out and have a gallery on the weekends and then push back out again and become, a hair salon. Or I would just have paintings on the wall while I was doing hair. So this gave me a great opportunity to just go ahead and do that. So 5 years ago, I moved upstairs to the wood floors, and which is better for me. And
right.
You know, opened up the gallery downstairs, and it's been going on ever since, and it's been a major part of my life, more even
it really
than
has,
right
because
now.
I've had an opportunity to visit the gallery, and it's such a multi-purpose space. Not only do you have the art there, but you also have spoken word, and you have jazz, and you have tea, and painting classes. I think that that's just a great, great space, a great venue. But you also take it to the street. I want to talk to you a little bit about how art heals the community and how it heals people. You just recently, this past weekend, did an art festival. Can you tell our brains a little bit about how you take it out publicly and interact?
Yes, it's called Art and Jazz in the Rose Garden. And it's downtown at Exposition Park near all the museums and USC. And, I just took it out there and we love dealing with, it's a free event, so anyone that, you know, just walks around in the park, they're able to visit and to see the art and to enjoy what we're doing, enjoy the music, and have like a picnic with the family. It's like a family gathering. And
I saw it online.
Yeah, yesterday it was the fuel pump of the shuttle that they brought there, so people
right.
were there in just droves, just looking at that, so they were able to come by our booths and buy gifts and buy art, and the artists just loved it. My artists, they love me and I love them. And so they
well,
all
you do,
they
you
all
do a beautiful
figures.
Thing. I know
yeah,
that art
thanks.
Really helps a lot of people express themselves, and now people are in the world are so uptight. You know, children have such obstacles that they're facing, you know, with gang violence or they're not having the proper tools to help them further and grow in their education. How do you see art being a medium to help people express themselves through these hard times?
Well, I think it's wonderful because I wanted to mention that all of my artists are also different. They bring different spirits to their canvas. And, you know, whatever they're going through, they bring their soul, their spirit, their all of their joy or whatever they're going through, you see it in their, on their canvas. So that's why I like dealing with different artists that you don't see in these major galleries. I bring artists that don't have that opportunity, but I see feeling and I see their spirit, and it's just absolutely wonderful. I think it helps them to grow as a person, like in terms of Sage Gollan. Oh, my God, where he came from.
I know. He was on the show.
And,
I love, love, love.
Oh, my God. He's my resident artist here, so I have him here all the time, and his spirit is in my gallery, which is also wonderful. And when clients come in or, you know, people come to see my art, they just love his artwork because I think they feel him in the art. Yeah.
Right.
So hopefully
he's
that
got an incredible story.
Yeah, he does.
That's good. But, you know, everyone has a story, and you have a story, too. Tell me a little bit about your art, because you had two showings yourself. So tell me a little bit about the expression of your art.
I had two showings, and, you know, I just withdraw, never painted, was scared half to death to paint because I didn't know if I could erase it or not. But I finally figured out how to do it. I never went to school for it, just watch. I'm a visual person. So you know, the gallery's open for a couple years, and I watch the artist. And, you know, my artist is fun and abstract, and it's free-flowing, and I just tell stories with – I love nature, so I started with nature. And I love trees and what they bring and how they're rooted and how they grow and how they're strong. And I feel that's me, you know.
Absolutely.
I've kind of planted myself in the ground, and I'm branching myself out in different areas. So I started that way now. I love figures because, of course, I wanted to be a fashion designer and have fashion shows and things of that nature. So, and then, of course, hair. So I involve all of that now in my figurative art. So, yeah, I had two great shows, and I sold, like, 15 to 20 paintings in each show.
Wow.
So I'm excited about that, yeah. And the prices aren't, you know, extremely high, but they're comfortable for my clients, and my clients love me, and they buy and they support all of my.
Well, it's wonderful if they support
you,
and, you know, you can never put a price. I'm a poet and an author, and, you know, you can never put a price on your work. It's like your baby. Once you give birth to it, but I know so many people don't like to share, and that's a disadvantage because, you know, it's like giving birth. You want to give it out into the world. You want to see it grow. You want to see it manifest. So that's, that is really, really wonderful. Can you also tell me a little bit about your other organizations that you work with? Don't you work with a few other nonprofits there in the Los Angeles area?
I really don't. I'm working on doing that because I need that. Need to start branching out. I really don't. Everything is the gallery. We normally do paint along, which is our next event that's coming up. It's paint along on Wilshire Boulevard, and then we're doing summer workshops, which we like to work with the kids and bring them in.
Right. I mean, maybe that's why I was directing my question more of what you're doing, you know, engaging with the young people there. I know that SAGE does a lot of work with homeless and youth organizations and things like that. So I know that he was telling me that he was bringing some students there to the gallery to learn and experience that through other artists. And I think that that's a great thing.
Right. Donna, that's
what we do. Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah, and that's what we do. We try to work with kids that can't really afford it, and we bring them in the summer. And then the paint-alongs outside where we put up easels and canvases so they can just come and enjoy themselves. So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to take advantage of that. I'm going to come and get me some paint and work on it as well. We always like to drop a couple pieces of valuable information and plant some knowledge into our brains, head that listen to us. Excuse me. Here on the Edge. Can you share with us a great piece of advice that maybe your father shared with you or some other people have shared with you that you can share with our brains?
Well, he always told me to, you know, stay positive and just do it. You know, if there's anything that you want to do and you have a passion for it, you must do it. You can't think about it. You can't say, I'm going to try. You have to do it. You take one step at a time, and you get all the information that you can. It may take you a little while, 12 years. You know
exactly.
What I'm talking
That's
about.
All right.
But
it's a journey.
It's a journey, and it's a wonderful journey. And that's what I do. I just work on everything that I want to do, and I just think that's what you have to do is just do it. And people notice you when you do it. They really gravitate to you because you're a doer. And that's my advice.
All right, great. Can you tell our brains how to get in contact with you and how to stay in touch with the Dysona City Art Gallery so we can know what's going on and we can come check you out? How do we get in contact with you?
Okay, well, I'm a social media person, so you can reach me by Facebook under Donna Dyson, D-Y-S-O-N, or Dysona City Art Gallery. And then my hair salon is Dysona Hair Studio, and I have both websites, DysonaCityArtGallery.com and HairStudio.com, and then, of course, my email address is ArtGallery@Dysona.com.
All right, brains, you got to take all that in because I'm telling you, one stroke at a time. See, people misunderstand me when I say that we're on the edge. What I mean is that I bring people that are pointed, that are clear, that are sharp, that are edgy, that's on the cutting edge, risk takers, people with a direction, people that want to make a difference. I could give you so many more adjectives, but let's be clear, brains. You are the artist. You have a blank canvas, and we expect for you to paint a beautiful picture. We want you to release your stress here on the edge. We want you to want better, to do better, and to be better. That is our goal. And then you want to transfer that energy into a sense of community. Add those bold splashes of color, coloring in all of the white spaces, laying it with textures. That's just what we do here. And that's what we just did with Donna Dyson from Dysona City Art Gallery in Los Angeles. Brains, know that you can always listen to other edgy conversations here on Blog Talk Radio just by Googling my name. Just that simple, April Mahoney. You can find me on the World Wide Web at agoodperson.biz. You can also find me on Twitter, April's on the Edge, and Instagram, April's on the Edge. See, I'm giving you an opportunity just to paint all over me. Donna, I want to thank you so much for coming and sharing your story here on the Edge. I want my brains to follow up with you and like you on Facebook. I can also put a link to your gallery on my Facebook fan page, which is A Good Person Productions. Be sure to check us out. Donna, thank you again so much for coming. I really appreciate and value your time, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
I thank you for having me, and it was such a pleasure.
All right. Brains, be sure
thank
to tune
you.
In until we talk to each other again. Be good to yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thought it would be better. Now I'm a branded stepper. If I am guilty, Lord God, then I will pay. Now I'm a victim. but now I'm wanted for the things that I know not about. I won't let the wicked get me out. No way. Wanted for doing good among my people. Night and day. Wanting for living clean among my brethren. The games that people play.
Geico presents sharing versus